just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is.
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, owner of True Wealth Group, right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540 WFLA. So delighted you're spending your Thanksgiving evening with us. And you know, we're listening to Bruce Hornsby. He turns a very young 60 years old this week. And if you ask him how he feels about it, he might just say, that's the way it is. You know, fun fact about Bruce Hornsby and the Range, they won the Grammy for the Best New Artist in 1996, and Bruce would later go on to tour with the Grateful Dead from time to time. And we were talking off the air about the Grateful Dead, and you know, producer Hawk, Mark, we're just kind of like crickets. We got nothing, right?
I'm not really a Dead fan.
Not a Deadhead.
No, not really.
And Mark,
who are they?
But lots of respect for all those people that followed
exactly.
them around for years.
Oh, there's a huge following. I see the bumper stickers everywhere.
I love to see anybody passionate about music, and that is definitely one group of people who are passionate about that.
Oh,
wasn't that like Jerry Garcia or something?
Yeah,
is that his name?
Absolutely.
I guess I know a little bit about him.
Yeah, they named an ice cream after him. The Ben and Jerry's.
Now we're talking.
Cherry Garcia. Seriously. Yeah, well,
and he built up a great following, so that's always a good thing to have a great following.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of age 60, a writer for the U.S. News and World Report took a look at the portfolio of a 54-year-old investor who wants to retire in 6 years. You know, Mark, what can we learn from what they found in this study? This is very interesting.
Well, the 54-year-old wants to retire at age 60, and he currently has $16,000 in an IRA and $680,000 in 401ks. In his 401k, he has 10 different mutual funds. The mix is around 84% equities, 11% bonds, and 5% in cash. And he's currently still contributing over $17,000 a year. Basically, when I look at that, when he only has 6 years to retire, he's probably had good returns. I think I read in the article like 17.7% this year. Mm-hmm. But what I think is he has too much risk. In a downturn, if the market goes down 10 or 40%, you know, he could lose between $116,000 and $233,000 of his money. And that's not out of the realm of possibilities. In 2008, we had almost a 40% decline. So as you get closer to retirement, you have to have less at risk. You know, he has a good amount saved. I think he just needs to take less risk. He can still have some in the market, create that floor, build that floor up, make sure you have enough to cover your needs and your wants, and then take your risk with the extra money.
And that's one of the many things that you're able to help your clients with, because we've talked before, you may have a couple that comes in and one of them is like, let's go. They're just all about more of a higher risk investing. And then you've got the more conservative spouse that's, you know, just really wanting to go on that end of the conservative side of the spectrum. That's one thing you're able to help your clients with, is how to balance out and diversify.
Yeah, I have a thing called a client communication profile, and I email it to each client, and I have both of them fill it out, because you want to know if someone's aggressive and if their spouse is reflective, because they're going to look at things two different ways. And I guarantee you, after they leave my office, they have discussions. And even though I might felt the conversation went one way, when the other spouse gets a hold of the other spouse, I find out later that
the
other spouse really has the control. So
that's right.
You need to know how people look at things. It's good to ask questions to both people that come in, not just one, and just get a sense and try to get a feel for what's the right thing for that particular client.
That's very sensitive of you, because I know with my husband and I, he does the main decisions of our finances, but we have serious long talks, and I'm up to speed on the final decisions being made. But it happens when we're alone. So when we're, you know, in that professional setting, you know, maybe he's taking the lead and doing all the talking. I mean, I'd like to think, and I do believe I have just as much say. So that's very sensitive of you to realize that when you speak to couples, that you're addressing both hearts and both concerns. Well, there are millions of Americans that are approaching retirement with little or no money saved. Instead of taking a high-risk approach as you reach for the retirement finish line, the Wall Street Cheat Sheet has a short list of ideas that may help. And this goes along with what you were just saying. What do you think, Mark?
Well, the three things are: you can delay retirement, eliminate your debt, or just pack your bags. Basically, what they're saying about delaying retirement, if you continue to work, then obviously you don't need to start drawing from anything you already have saved or your financial capital. And you can technically, if you delay and keep working, you can delay your Social Security all the way to 70. And that means when you finally do retire, your check's going to be almost double. Your COLA is always going to be bigger because a 2% COLA on 2000 is bigger than a 2% COLA on 1100. So eliminate debt. You know, a lot of people believe it's a good idea to pay down your mortgage. I believe that's a case-by-case decision. Mm-hmm. Not having a $200,000 mortgage can save you like $1,000 a month if you're worried about cash flow. And pack your bags. Many retirees, believe it or not, are exploring stretching the retirement dollar by moving out of the country to a place that is less expensive. You know, it seems kind of interesting. To me, it'd be kind of scary going to a new country, but I guess there's lots of nice places to go that are you know, maybe the Caribbean. I guess there's some islands they were talking about in that article, which I don't remember, that might have a low cost of living, and they've actually fixed it up over time, and it's like a nice community.
And can you imagine, I mean, here in Florida, you get the relatives that want to drop in and visit because they love us, of course, but then they want to do Disney. And did I mention they want to go to Disney and all the other theme parks? Can you imagine if you go to some exotic island?
It would probably cost me one third the amount.
That's right. They're going to fly in and just want a free vacation on the beach, but that's okay.
Well, that'll be cheaper than Disney, I'm sure.
Hey, and talking about a vacation, a lot of folks love to come to Florida and golf, and you know, so maybe you say you want to play a lot of golf in retirement.
He's got a beautiful backswing.
He got all of that one.
According to Goldsmith, playing two rounds a week at a public course will easily be $75 to $100. And depending upon where you live, it could be a lot more. Mark, you know, we're laughing about the quote from Caddyshack, but how do you help your golfers build those green fees into the retirement budget? Some people have some very pricey habits.
Well, they sure do, but if they move to the Villages, Florida, golf is free.
Oh,
and they have tons
true.
Of golf courses, and then they can come see a great retirement advisor and get a plan to figure out where they can spend and increase their lifestyle in other ways. But yeah, in the Villages here, I believe, I haven't been on the course, but I believe golf is free.
Oh, that's an incentive right there. And, you know, my mom lives in the Villages, and one of the very first times I went to see her when she moved there, I went to Publix, and I died laughing. It was hysterical. There were more golf carts in the parking lot than cars. And these golf carts, I'm telling you, Producer Honk, they were maxed out. They were like replicas of Rolls Royces.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And then the little tags with the names on the back, like Madge and Bill. I mean, they go all out. They know how to do it in the Villages for sure.
Oh, yeah. Some of these things are $20,000 and $25,000 for a golf cart. And I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, man, I would only want to pay $2,000 for one of these things. But they do. When they park, if it's a regular spot, they'll park on the right so someone else can park on the left of the regular spot. And sometimes they actually have their own little spots. They make lines just big enough for the golf cart so they can pull in and park there. And not only that, in the three different downtowns that the Villages have, they actually play music on the streets. So you can be driving your golf cart listening to the music on the streets.
Telling you, they're
that's
living
what
the
retirement
life.
Is supposed to be like. Let me tell you right there.
It is. Because when my mom first told me about it, she's like, it's like a Disney World for retired people. I'm like, yep, it is. It really is. It's a gorgeous community. Well, you know, we're talking about the hobbies you want to do in retirement and if they're pricey, how to plan for them. Well, what does your retirement look like to you? Whether it's, you know, making memories with the grandkids, traveling the world, or volunteering with disaster relief. I know some folks that do that. However you want to spend your well-deserved retirement, you've got to have a retirement strategy in place. Well, Mark's a real problem solver, and he would love to meet with you. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572 for your complimentary retirement strategy session. And, you know, we got the website, retirementmark.com. You want to go to this website because when you go to the website on the homepage, for a limited time, Mark wants to give our listeners a free copy of his book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. This book is listed on Amazon for sale. You can download it for free right now for a limited time. RetirementMark.com. Look on the homepage in the top right corner. Look for the little blue banner. I'm on it now. Get your free ebook. You put your name, your email, and hit that yellow button that says get the ebook now. Boom. It downloaded in a matter of seconds. I have mine on my tablet and I can reference it. He tackles big Social Security questions in the book. All of the things, annuities that you've got questions about, you read the book and then you meet with him and discuss your questions. And that number to meet with him again, 1-800-7-MARK-72. Up next, We're going to hear from Chief Equity Strategist with the S&P, Sam Stovall, on his thoughts on the market, and he's going to share some smart moves to make. That story and more when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 returns right after this.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who could help protect your assets by reviewing your retirement income and taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.